Recommended today that the legislature approve a 1 cent hike in the sales tax and that the state income tax be increased. State police, Cummins Prison Farm officials, and Lincoln County authorities are investigating the stabbing early this morning of two inmates. Arkansas Congressman David Pryor will be the featured speaker January 10th at the Malvern Chamber of Commerce banquet. Chamber Vice President Alton Robinson said only 250 seats were available and that the tickets were dwindling rapidly. In Washington, Senator Edward Kennedy has defeated Louisiana's Russell Long to win the job as the assistant Democratic leader of the Senate. And Secretary of State Dean Rusk has called on both Israel and the Arab nations to exercise restraint. Weather mostly cloudy this afternoon, clearing and turning much colder tonight. Fair and cold on Saturday. Today's high near 45, tonight's low near 18 degrees. Presently in the capital city, we have cloudy skies and 43. This is Mike McCormick with Communications Exchange News and Information Service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation. All right, Ray Charles here for you on the McCormick Program. This kicks off the afternoon go. We have 43 degrees and cloudy skies right now. Weatherman calling for a high today of near 45 and a night's low near 18.
Singing about groovy things, so that means Coca-Cola, naturally.
All right, and here's Mr. Bobby Darin.
Wetting it down, boss. Wet it down.
Long line rider.
Wiping it off, boss. Wipe it off.
The music from Bobby Darin there, the song called Long Line Rider. It's 18 now in front of 1 p.m. on K.
K-A-A-Y.
For the latest information on hunting and fishing in Arkansas, plus interesting stories and a chance to win valuable prizes, listen to the Gary White Sports Show at 11:55 a.m. each Saturday here on KAAY. Aretha Baby's here. Seesaw.
Sometimes you love me.
Your baby, your love baby, brother, is like a seesaw at 15 in front of one.
Lou Hoffman is having a sale today, a 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. clearance. That means Lou Hoffman will be closed until 4 p.m. All three stores, the Family Store in the Heights, 5821 R Street, the Men's Shop, 402 Louisiana, and the Crystal Kitty, 400 Louisiana, are taking inventory and marking items down. You can save up to one half and more. Lou Hoffman doesn't have many sales, and this is the sale you should take advantage of. 4 to 9 p.m. today, Lou Hoffman's, a fitting place for the family.
Little California soul now. The sound of the fifth dimension. And some California soul at $12 away from one on K.
Hollywood Hotline, Jimmy Fiddler reporting for the Mike McCormick Program.
Here is news of yet another old-time star who gave us such pleasure in bygone days. I am speaking of Douglas Dumbrill. Doug once said that, quote, "Stars may be the whipped cream on the cake, but the crust and body that holds them up are the character actors," and he was so right. You remember him in such pictures as Lives of a Bengal Lancer, Riding High, and Johnny Cool. Today, Dumbrill lives in Hollywood with his wife, Patricia, who is the daughter of another veteran actor, Alan Mowbray. The Dumbrills have two children, a son and a daughter, and he says he enjoys his retirement. But I have a feeling he would act again if a good part came along. And they said it would be a flop. I'm talking about Hair, playing in Los Angeles. It grossed $155,000 in its first 2 weeks. Actor Harry Stradling celebrated his 50th year in motion pictures on a clear day you can see forever set. Stradling started acting in movies in 1918. Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood reporting. So long for now.
K-A-A-Y on the go.
Little lovely Leslie Gore there, and it's my party. I'll cry if I want to. 8 minutes now before one. You're turned on to the Mike McCormick program from KAAY.
Yes, indeed.
Big K.
You'd better come out where you come out better. That's McCullum Ford, formerly Anderson at BB Arkansas. Right now, you can get the kind of deal thrifty buyers dream of. McCullum Ford has just a few new 1968 Fords left. Galaxy 500s, Fairlane 500s, and Falcons. These cars must be sold at once, and they will be because they're priced to go. See Jim Fisher, Bill Taylor, or Ovi Lloyd now before the 68 you want is gone. You'll save up to $800 on a Galaxy 500 or make comparable savings on a Fairlane 500 or a new 68 Falcon. But these last few 68 Fords won't be there long. So if you want to save some real money, take advantage of this opportunity now while it's available. Call McCullum Ford on their Little Rock no-toll phone, Franklin 519-22. Better still, take that short, money-saving 30-minute drive to McCullum Ford Company, junctions of Highway 67, 64, BB, Arkansas. You'd better come out where you come out better.
Your federal tax return is personalized for you. Use the form mailed to you with a pre-addressed label. It makes filing easier and more accurate. That's the word from the Internal Revenue Service, the Black Cats. Here's Bobby Goldsboro. He's cutting clean out of the straight line on the McCormick Show.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter.
Bobby Goldsboro and the straight life, four now, away from one.
Now get 4.75% annual dividends compounded quarterly, plus 1,000 top value stamps with your January deposits of $250 or more at Commonwealth Federal Savings and Loan.
Now at all three Wallach stores.
Now Wallach shares the profits with you.
Shop the sale of incredible savings on Zenith, RCA, and Sylvania TV and stereo.
Nords and Gibson refrigerators, freezers, and air conditioners.
Incredible savings on washers, dryers, and KitchenAid dishwashers.
Any extra profit now will mean paying extra taxes.
Freddie Wallach would rather share the profits with his customers.
But the sale ends this Saturday at 6 p.m., so shop now.
Hundreds of items are selling below cost. Hundreds have special sale tags.
The tag means the price is reduced to the point that Wallach makes no net profit.
If you can buy the same thing for less, Wallach will refund your money.
These are guaranteed lowest prices in Wallach's 16-year history.
Regular prices go back on all merchandise after this sale.
Buy with no money down and terms to suit you.
Get color TV at profit-sharing prices now at Wallach's.
Open 9 till 9 Monday through Friday, 9 till 6 on Saturday.
Remember, this Saturday is the last day of the sale at Wallach's.
5003 Azure in Little Rock, 22nd and Pike, North Little Rock.
And the newest Wallach location, Mississippi and Highway 10.
If it's not from Wallach's, you paid too much.
Here's the Ronnie Cole Trio to get us up the news. The Impossible Dream.
KAAY, Little Rock, Arkansas. Comics News.
Good afternoon, this is Ron Owens reporting. Little Rock, Governor Winthrop Rockefeller recommended today the legislature approve a 1 cent hike in the sales tax and that the state income tax be increased. He recommended, however, that a rebate be provided for taxpayers in the poverty classification. His recommendations include a hike of 5 cents per package in the cigarette tax, an increase of 3% on the tax on pari-mutuel betting, and a 15% levy on cigars, snuff, and chewing tobacco. The governor, who last month told the General Assembly he wanted tax bills enacted this year to produce $195 million in additional revenue during the next biennium, also recommended the elimination of progression in the corporate income tax and substituting for it a flat rate of 7%. The governor is still meeting with newsmen, speaking on this and other subjects. It is not ended. We had just returned from the governor's office. Among other things, he said there would be some give and take on the tax increases he wanted, and those, of course, that were fought for by the legislature. He said, such as cigars, snuff, and chewing tobacco. There are some people who are in the lower income brackets who enjoy snuff, and there may be some give and take in general areas such as that. But he said there would be other areas, of course, he would fight for, as he put it, like a bulldog. State police, Cummins Prison Farm officials, and Lincoln County authorities are investigating the stabbing early this morning of two inmates Commissioner of Correction Robert Sarver said 32-year-old George Brimhall was stabbed to death about 2 a.m. and that 36-year-old Jesse Moore was stabbed in the neck about 30 minutes later. Moore is in satisfactory condition at a Dumas hospital. Prison Superintendent Victor Urban said the incidents were apparently unrelated. Arkansas Congressman David Pryor will be the featured speaker January 10th at the Malvern Chamber of Commerce banquet. Chamber Vice President Alton Robinson said only 250 seats were available and that the tickets were dwindling rapidly. The banquet will be held at the Malvern Junior High School. The Little Rock JCs are involving over 100 local JCs in their statewide drive to update and clarify Arkansas local option alcoholic beverage control laws. This according to Hugh Pollard, president of the Little Rock JCs, who met with newsmen this morning. Pollard told Comex News, since the middle of December, the Little Rock JCs have been working on soliciting contributions for their statewide effort and setting up contacts around the state. Informational material has also been distributed to all the legislators, young men in the state, and interested business leaders throughout the state. Then Pollard had this clarification on the difference between their bill, the JC's bill, and that of the administration.
Our bill, it takes the whole state into consideration. We don't feel that mixed drinks by themselves is enough of the problem. We feel like that the illegal sale by bootleggers to children on Sunday is a problem. We feel that the illicit sale of untaxed whiskey across the border is a problem. And all these problems ought to be solved before we add more legislation on the books. And one thing that's real basic, is that we are not in competition with the so-called McHaney bill. As a matter of fact, we've had fine discussion with Jim McHaney, and I would imagine that a good part of what he says will be in our bill, because we're taking up the position of mixed drinks as a part of our bill. But our bill is an alcoholic beverage control law at the local option level.
That was Hugh Pollard, president of the Little Rock JCs. Pollard also said that they hope to have done a very thorough job in relating the scope of the problems involved to the general public and to the legislature by the time the session opens January 13th. Secretary of State Rusk has called on both Israel and the Arab nations to exercise restraint. Rusk emphasized the threat to world peace posed by the boiling Middle East situation at a news conference late this morning. The crew of the Eastern Airlines jet hijacked last night to Cuba flew the plane to Miami today with 14 of the 140 passengers on board. Eastern sent prop planes to retrieve the other passengers. No explanation was given for Cuba's unusual move in allowing some passengers to return aboard the hijacked plane.
Kay reports from the world of sports.
Jim Barnes of the Boston Celtics is back in the Massachusetts Capitol after his deafening encounter with the engine backwash of a jet plane in Chicago Wednesday. He says he still feels all right only when he's asleep. Barnes says he still has an outrageous headache, fuzzy hearing, and a sharp pain in his shooting arm. He was literally swept off his feet and pinned against a fence by the backlash of the plane.
During the month of January, Arkansas usually experiences some bad weather. This is Ralph Scott, director of the Arkansas State Police, urging you to adjust your speed to conditions. If you drive on snow or ice, please reduce your speed. Also remember that bridge surfaces are usually slicker than the rest of the roadway. And here's another tip. Never slam on your brakes on slippery pavement. To stop, use a rapid pumping motion. Ice, snow, rain, and fog are enemies of the motorist. Please drive carefully.
Weather outlook calling for a cold wave warning for tonight and tomorrow. Mostly cloudy this afternoon, clearing and turning much colder tonight. Continued cold on Saturday. High predicted for today, 45. We did reach that mark. Low predicted for tonight, near 18. High for tomorrow, only 30. Currently, barometer falling at 30.25. Winds are out of the northeast at 14. Little Rock street level temperature reading on the hour, 43 degrees. This week's winner of the 1090 News Tip Award, Margaret Gibbs of North Little Rock. This is Ron Owens with Communications Exchange News, an information service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation.
And the hits just keep on coming here. Music from Dion. Abraham, Martin, and John on the McCormick Show. 12 now, past 1 p.m.
You'd better come out where you come out better. That's McCullum Ford, formerly Anderson at BB Arkansas. Right now, you can get the kind of deal thrifty buyers dream of. McCullum Ford has just a few new 1968 Fords left. Galaxy 500s, Fairlane 500s, and Falcons. These cars must be sold at once, and they will be because they're priced to go. See Jim Fisher, Bill Taylor, or Obie Lloyd now before the 68 you want is gone. You'll save up to $800 on a Galaxy 500 or make comparable savings on a Fairlane 500 or a new 68 Falcon. But these last few 68 Fords won't be there long. So if you want to save some real money, take advantage of this opportunity now while it's available. Call McCullum Ford on their Little Rock no-toll phone, Franklin 51922. Better still, take that short, money-saving 30-minute drive to McCullum Ford Company, junctions of Highway 67, 64, BB, Arkansas. You'd better come out where you come out better.
All right, here comes the Apricot Brandy and the song called Rhinoceros. Oh, he's working it over there in the McCormick program at 15 past one.
First Federal has a tradition of being first. So now your January savings, in addition to quarterly earnings of 4.75%, will earn you 1,000 S&H green stamps if you save $250 or more by opening a new account or by adding to your present savings at First Federal, the pacemaker in savings institutions.
Here's Connie Francis of the McCormick Show. All right, Connie Francis and some souvenir action for you. Where the Boys Are at 18 now, past 1. Stand by for music. This hour, the community spotlight falls on Mr. Kenneth J. Hegel of 315 Crystal in Little Rock, a Cessna airplane dealer located in the capital city. Mr. Hegel has served as an instructor of fluid mechanics and thermodynamics at the U.S. Naval Academy. He was an engineer in the Systems and Space Simulation Laboratory of McDonnell Douglas Corporation. He's a member of the Catholic Knights of America, the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, and the Institute of Environmental Sciences, also a member of the Little Rock Rotary Club. KAAY and the McCormick Program salute Mr. Kenneth J. Hegel for his outstanding contribution to commerce in Arkansas. Eternity's Children now. Here turns on to the Mike McCormick musical program from KAAY, where we continue to pour on the sun on a Friday.
She's a lady.
And the hits just keep on coming. New sound there from the first edition. Degrees, cloudy skies right now. We were looking for a predicted high today near 45. Tonight's low should be near 18 in the capital town.
Lou Hoffman is having a sale today, a 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. clearance. That means Lou Hoffman will be closed until 4 p.m. All three stores, the Family Store in the Heights, 5821 R Street, the Men's Shop, 402 Louisiana, and the Crystal Kitty, 400 Louisiana, are taking inventory and marking items down. You can save up to one half and more. Lou Hoffman doesn't have many sales, and this is the sale you should take advantage of. 4 to 9 p.m. today, Lou Hoffman's, a fitting place for the family.
Back to music now. Here comes Bella Linda for you on the McCormick Show.
Governor Winthrop Rockefeller recommended today that the legislature approve a 1 cent hike in the sales tax and that the state income tax be increased. State police, Cummins Prison Farm officials, and Lincoln County authorities are investigating the stabbing early this morning of two inmates of Cummins Prison Farm. Arkansas Congressman David Pryor will be the featured speaker January 10th at the Malvern Chamber of Commerce Banquet. The Little Rock JCs are involving over 100 local JCs in their statewide drive to update and clarify Arkansas's local option alcoholic beverage control laws. This according to Hugh Pollard, president of the Little Rock JCs, in a news conference this morning. Weather outlook calling for a cold wave warning tonight and tomorrow. Mostly cloudy this afternoon, clearing and turning much colder tonight. Fair and cold on Saturday. High today was 45. Low for night, looking for 18 degrees. High tomorrow predicted to be near 30. Currently, we have cloudy skies and 43 degrees. This is Ron Owens with Communications Exchange News and Information Service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation.
Four tunes for you here in the final half hour go of the McCormick Show. Kind of work over the good sounds of Marie.
Now get 4.75% annual dividends compounded quarterly, plus 1,000 top value stamps with your January deposits of $250 or more at Commonwealth Federal Savings and Loan.
Marvin Gaye and I Heard It Through the Grapevine. 24 now in front of one.
This is Chief Farmer, United States Navy, speaking to you from radio station KAAY. If you're a young man between the ages of 18 and 40 years old, working in construction and sort of looking for a job right now, have you thought about CBs lately? The CBs have many openings right today in Petty Officer 3rd Class, 2nd Class, and 1st Class. Don't wander around looking for a job. Think CBs. See your local Navy recruiter. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? Go Navy.
Music from the Bee Gees. I started a joke that started the whole world crying. Dig in now on a Friday for January the 3rd.
I started a joke.
I started a joke. The Bee Gees.
Now at all three Wallach stores.
Now Wallach shares the profits with you.
Shop the sale of incredible savings on Zenith RCA and Sylvania TV and stereo.
Nords and Gibson refrigerators, freezers and air conditioners.
Incredible savings on washers, dryers and KitchenAid dishwashers.
Any extra profit now will mean paying extra taxes.
Freddie Wallach would rather share the profits with his customers.
But the sale ends this Saturday at 6 p.m., so shop now.
Hundreds of items are selling below cost. Hundreds have special sale tags.
The tag means the price is reduced to the point that Wallach makes no net profit.
If you can buy the same thing for less, Wallach will refund your money.
These are guaranteed lowest prices in Wallach's 16-year history.
Regular prices go back on all merchandise after the sale.
Buy with no money down and terms to suit you.
Get color TV at profit-sharing prices now at Wallach's.
Open 9 till 9 Monday through Friday, 9 till 6 on Saturday.
Remember, this Saturday is the last day of the sale at Wallach.
5003 Azure in Little Rock, 22nd and Pike, North Little Rock.
And the newest Wallach location, Mississippi and Highway 10.
If it's not from Wallach's, you paid too much.
Cold wave warnings tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy this afternoon, clearing and turning much colder for tonight. Fair and cold tomorrow. Today's high expected near 45. That's where it's redlining right now at 4-5 degrees. Tonight's low near 18. Wind should be out of the north at 5 to 15 smile miles an hour. Here's the Texan, calls himself B.J. Thomas. Got the song called Hooked on a Feeling. Listen now. The number one sound in Little Rock, Arkansas, Hooked on a Feeling from B.J. Thomas.
K-A-A-Y!
Ask your participating Phillips 66 man how you can get a free hamburger coupon.
Go fill her up at Phillips 66. Eat at McDonald's.
They've got a wonderful thing at Phillips, you see. Drive in for gas and get a hamburger free.
Whee!
Not just any burger will do. Phillips has got...
What have they got?
A McDonald's for you.
And me a hamburger free.
You and me a hamburger free.
Here comes Lonnie Mack now. Diana Ross, the Swingin' Supremes on K. Diana Ross and the Swingin' Supremes and the Thing Called Love Child at 7 now before 2.
When flu strikes, health authorities recommend bed rest and aspirin to relieve the aches and fever. Then, too, be sure to call your doctor without delay. Follow his advice. And when he tells you to take aspirin, be sure you take St. Joseph Aspirin. It's the best pain and fever-reducing help your money can buy. You see, St. Joseph Aspirin passes over 100 quality tests to make sure its purity and potency is the best. So with so much flu around, it's a good idea to have plenty of St. Joseph Aspirin on hand. Get St. Joseph Aspirin today. It's the best pain and fever-reducing help you can buy, yet sensibly priced. Take St. Joseph Aspirin and feel better fast.
Mother, if your child gets the flu, call your doctor. And remember, the best relief for fever and pain is St. Joseph Aspirin for children. In a nationwide survey of children's doctors, those replying recommended St. Joseph Aspirin for children 4-1 over any other brand named. Get St. Joseph Aspirin for children.
Okay, the sound of Glenn Campbell there and the Wichita Lineman on the McCormick program for a Friday. This is January the 3rd for 1969. Hope it's been a good day for you. Weatherman calling for a high today near 45, tonight's low near 18 degrees, and Ron Owens is calling for news in about 2 minutes. That means we're going to have to wrap things up. We're back tomorrow at 12 noon on K. Until then, you be good, be careful. Above all, be listening, won't you? Until then, goulet, goulet. Hush.
K-A-A-Y, Little Rock, Arkansas. Comics News.
Good afternoon, this is Ron Owens reporting. Governor Winthrop Rockefeller said today he is optimistic about his proposal.